Our state member for Terrigal and also government whip, Adam Crouch, has dropped by this morning. Crouchy, good morning.
Good morning,
guys. Yeah, we're having a bit of a chat there.
We were racing into it.
We were.
Just quickly, too, when... Yep. Oh, good morning, firstly.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, day. When are we able to shake hands again?
Look, obviously, I think everyone would like to, but we've really got to wait for the advice from the health experts. Yeah. And I don't know about you guys, but you walk around and people hold out their hand and go, look, I'm really sorry, I can wave at you, I can bang elbows, but I can't shake a hand just yet.
A lot of Paddy's co-workers are quite happy to wait a little while.
Well, it's got an interesting smell in the studio this morning. I don't know what the go is here, but...
Sorry about that. Mate, earlier on this morning, we were talking about the Central Coast Pro at Avoca. Yep. We spoke with Ethan Smith, one of the coordinators.
Great guy.
It's a big boom for the Central Coast too.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Ethan was underselling himself. He is an amazing photographer. He lives at Forres, and he obviously is the marketing manager for Surfing New South Wales, and he does an amazing job. If you look at their website, their photographs and the images he captures are absolutely spectacular.
And like a true legend, he talks himself down.
Very humble man, but I've got to say, it is so exciting to have the Surf Pro here again at Avoca. We've got this beautiful spot. You know, it's a QS 3000 event, only one of its type in Australia. And the great thing is that the men and women have equal prize money. So it's parity. So, you know, and so it should be. So we're really excited.
I haven't been to Shady Palms yet.
I suspect that it's been probably been full of surfers for the last 24 hours. And I think Ethan's right. I mean, in addition to all the coffee being consumed, the schnitzel consumption goes through the roof. And I think Avoca Pub have obviously got a few things on. And the local businesses, I mean, they benefit. You know, it's not just the surfers. It's all of their entourage that come with them, their family members. You know, they go out and they eat and they provide all that extra boost to the economy, especially if they're out and surf all day.
And the media that cover them as well. So they're all there. And if you want to see the Avoca Beach Pro, all events will be webcast through worldsurfleague.com, surfingnewsouthwales.com.au, and also the WSL.
And if you're living local, get down to Avoca Beach and watch them. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. All the way up to the 7th of March.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome.
Now, we've got you in because yesterday we were, and on the, was it Friday, Saturday, the Premier, New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, was on the Central Coast.
I love Gladys. Can I just say, she's doing a great job of leading this state, I think.
Look, I have to agree with that. I'm a big fan. I think she's doing a fantastic job. And, yeah, she was up on Friday, and we had a few things to do. Obviously, Brook Avenue Public School. The Premier had an event thanking a whole group of volunteers from across the Central Coast. And then we opened Leagues Club Field in the afternoon, which, is, as you guys have seen, has been an amazing result.
Mate, a few people said to me, is parking a pain?
Look, I think at the moment the park's very, very popular. Like, everybody's going in there. Yes, parking's a little bit tough. But look, as it gets to normal, I think that it will even out a bit. But I like what you guys are saying. You know, you don't have to park right on the spot. You know, walk a couple of blocks. I know you're not keen, Paddy. I know you're not keen. But the thing is, you know, walking's good for you too. It really is. Absolutely. So I'm with Rob on this one. You know, it's like walking's good for you.
But see, he just gets his limo driver to drop him at the front, and then he gets out and then sees you later.
I find an option. You just park four streets away, then get a $4 Uber. So it's like paying for parking.
It's like park and ride.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. And I obviously was there on Friday when we opened it. And to see the community respond the way they did Saturday, it was absolutely chockers. Sunday, it was busy. Jill and I popped down last night. And the other thing is, go and have a look at it at night because it's all lit up. It is stunning.
Good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really beautiful place, and they've done a great job. And the community, the response from the community has been overwhelmingly positive.
And if you don't, it's the
park. Water is not deep enough for Paddy to go sit down and do wee-wees. Like, I don't want, please.
Okay. Thank goodness it's salt water.
The park is off Central Coast Leagues for, say, a people at the top end of the coast who are not quite sure. And look, there was a lot of conjecture about Gladys Berejiklian with what she said about the government inquiry into the debacle at the Central Coast Council. Let's have a listen.
The community doesn't necessarily want review on review on review. They want to see action. They want to see fairness.
Okay.
Yep. We just want to know where the money went.
Yeah, Rob's 100% right. Look, at the end of the day, you know, those responsible must be held accountable. You know, we've lost $565 million, and that situation should never have occurred. And look, what the Premier was saying is that, you know, yes, we've got to get to the bottom of this. You know, we've got an administrator in place at the moment. His job is to start unravelling all of that. He's done his first 30-day report outlining, you know, holding the councillors, a group of councillors and a group of senior executives to account. But there should be more. The Premier was not saying there would not be an inquiry. That was never said. So there's been a lot of misinformation floating around on social media. Look, the administrator has got an extra 3 months from Shelley Hancock, the Minister for Local Government. At the end of his appointment, he gives a report back to Shelley. She then makes a decision, and she has two options. She either lets the councillors come back into the room, or they look at having a public inquiry. And look, it was really clear. I mean, the anger out there on Friday with regards to the councillors and the behaviour was palpable, and the Premier saw that.
But, you know, the interim administrator, Dick Pearson, he said they'll find nothing. He said that to us here.
Well, we've still got 3 months to go. And, right. Again, I think the community doesn't feel like all of those questions have been answered.
Yeah.
And
that's all they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, as a ratepayer, I'm furious. I mean, how can you hide a $500 million loss?
$500 million?
Yeah, more than $500 million, you know. And this is the thing, you know, this is where I think the Premier was trying to articulate that people are frustrated. You know, they don't want extra costs. They don't want extras. They want answers, yeah. And they want it to be done smoothly and efficiently.
It's a lot more than having smoked salmon over Devon at lunchtime. Like, this is, they're big items.
Yeah, they are. And it's not a laughing matter. It is serious.
Cratchy, do you think, though, like, because this, it was the state government who sort of made the two councils, Gosford and Wyong, join, are they partly responsible therefore?
Okay, so a couple of things. These councils voluntarily amalgamated. They vote. Both councils voted.
I thought they were a bit of push and shove.
No, they both, the majority of the two councils voted to amalgamate. So there's no forced amalgamation. They went into a voluntary. You know, and they've had this massive pipeline of funding from both state and federal governments since the amalgamation. So, look, that is not an excuse. And the administrator made it perfectly clear in his first 30 days that amalgamation was not the cause of this.
Yep,
it was poor. It was poor oversight by the elected body and senior executives inside council. He put it in layman's terms so everyone could understand it.
Should they be held responsible?
Absolutely.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Please, okay, thanks for that, Cranston. That might show him up.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's always a pleasure, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me.